And while preparing for the afterlife, starting back from nature, are we still to accept our social life? And after a first sparkle of creativity, the rest of our life will be dedicated to execution. And while working on our duty, we can also focus on our intimate surrounding. And paradoxically, we need the help of the machine in order to establish an environment to keep up with our manuality. And our eyes, ears, and mouth should be wide open for nature and sealed for everything societal. And the more we accomplish the natural work, the more we disclose our destiny. And only our small tops will be shown at the surface with the massive magnitude underneath it. And as we get old, let the new youth bring energy into the ancient dreams. And we ought to reestablish the natural tradition left wild by a generation of laziness. And any kind of politics either kills nature or completely sterilizes it. And we shall do our plans always according to our own resources. And the interest of the most powerful will always step over the interest of the most poetics. And our hope and faith is that our full human sacrifice will be of any meaning for at least anyone. And let's always make clear that we owe no respect to any center of power, as any poetry cannot belong to any power stronghold. It is always on the verge of disappearing, like a flower on the edge of a mountain. And as soon as we drop out of the social career making, we regain our soul, but completely lose our voice. And our natural daring goes far beyond all the social compromises we have to accept. And our true strength does not come from social recognition, but from our independent attempt to get spiritual. And one ought to always second the worldly ambitions of others, yet dragging them towards his own spiritual ambition. And we erroneously side with the most powerful, thinking that they are the most long-lasting. And disappearing will only make our sudden return of a great impact. And we ought to constantly beat the path of our intuition in order to make it a road for others. And socially accepted frameworks are only ways to guide the manifestations of individuals and especially contain them. And we shall exclusively focus on the creation of an authentic side and let others figure out a way to reach it. And in the undertaking of our spiritual mission, we will only be understood towards the end of our life and be followed after. And while our mind rationalizes a capital-based thinking, our soul deeply sickens. And our return to the nature of our ancestors is always an attempt to re-establish harmony. And an extreme sacrifice can only be done through our own personal intuition connected to the cosmic. And real beauty can only be appreciated from the very top of our journey. And the true shaman is who persists in his spiritual games as a child. And people think within the laws established by their social frameworks to keep them average. And the most prolific is the one whose coming to life has been most precarious. And even the greatest of works require a great capacity to get distant from their creation. And society wants its talent most vociferous to make meaning out of the meaningless. And modernity only belongs to those places where nature was not generous enough to offer a living place. A modern democracy implies that there is still a subdivision of roles, but everyone can aim to each one of them. And to be all, one, and no one is the aspiration of the human shaman. And we just need to inhale the spring of nature to last its deadly winter. And in order to represent our human nature, we can only represent the bottom of society. And real progress can emerge suddenly from a constant yet gentle work. And only our rationality can replace a blinding passion with a softening emotion. And life has its stages, some of them hard, and there's nothing we should whine about. And we shall be confident that when real necessity emerges, things will be accomplished. And it is only working with nature that we can learn to be natural. And our being spoiled can only be leveled out in a struggle with nature. And our main teaching mission is to provide others with a fully independent soul. And unless there's something very macabre about what we do, contemporary society will never remember our virtuous example. And by only celebrating dissolution, we will in the end dissolve. And the establishment of the self from the self will always come to clash with larger social establishments. And it is society to induce us to pick the flowers and not the fruits of our spiritual harvest. And it is in the heart of a primordial nature that we regain our spiritual status. And as one marries to nature, he or she has to give up all his social privileges. And one can never leave something solarly beautiful without first exploring it. And the problem with educated humanists is that they will always lack a level of poetry in their work. And the major problem with an establishment is not its level of richness, but its level of repression. And the more mature is our self-stimulated philosophy, the more we can expose ourselves to the world. And social structure can only befit communitarian level, as they, in a large scale, they will friction with nature and they are doomed to collapse. And the holy places of the no longer official religions will only need to rediscover a new spiritual vibe. And to develop a framework from scratch within an established framework will mean to come to clash with this framework. And in a highly regulated society, our spiritual rules can only work within its private sectors.